that your hat can't fit ya. Either I'm with ya or against ya. Format bent ya. Back through that maze I sent ya. Talking to the rap inventor.
All right. With the game type fifth, that flame right. What is going on, everyone? BK here. News Roundup Podcast. And coming to you live from Southern California. Thank you, Biggie. Thank you, Biggie Smalls. Notorious B.I.G. Let me quickly start by saying that if you listened to the last podcast, you were probably expecting to hear my special guests. And so, actually, here's what happened. So, funny story about that. We did have special guests. It was really good. They came down. The problem was my technology let me down. Not to get too boring with all the details, but what happened essentially was that I had for the first time four tracks going in live to my computer, which is about 6 years old. And I was also had my Safari open to try to keep, you know, my eyes on the news stories so I could quickly open tabs. So what happened was with all this, the memory was just getting overwhelmed and shit kept crashing. So it kept crashing and crashing and we kept losing everything. And we'd try to restart like three times and it was just a no-go until we finally figured out, like, if I close Safari, that will free up memory. And then it was good. The only problem was, is that by this time we'd all been drinking pretty heavily. And we were drinking both beer and whiskey. And I had my friend Greg here, who these were my guests that I was supposed to have. I had my friend Greg here, and he's a former Navy corpsman. He came on, and my friend Tim showed up kind of unexpectedly. He came on too. Tim is a former 2nd Battalion Ranger, 75th Ranger Regiment. So he came on as well. And then to top it off, my friend Bob was here, and Bob is a television producer out of Los Angeles. And we were talking about all kinds of stuff. But unfortunately, by the time we got around to finally fixing the problem and we went ahead and recorded, we were pretty banged up and it was kind of nonsensical. So I did save a small sample for you. So I'll let you guys hear it and you can tell me what you think. Basically, what we were doing is we just kind of, I don't know how it happened, but I launched into a rant about movies. And we kind of just ran with it. And this is kind of what happens when you get all banged up and you're trying to podcast, is you can't really focus on any one thing. And then next thing you know, you're talking about movies. And that's what we ended up talking about. So I haven't really heard this all the way through. So let's check this out. Go ahead and roll it. Let's roll it right now. Hey, can I bitch about, like, I was talking to Bob about this earlier, producer Bob about this earlier, is that the fucking shittiness of movies now. Can we get into that a little bit? Because that I figured out that there is no good ideas coming out of Hollywood, and that's why we're subjected to all these fucking remakes and superhero movies over and over and over again.
Apparently you didn't see the female Ghostbusters flick.
No, I didn't.
Neither did I. I don't think anybody else did either, actually.
No, that's what I'm talking about, though. Like, what the fuck? Why?
Did anybody see
Why would you have to do
movie?
That? No. Well, people saw it, but it didn't make any money.
Yeah, pretty much everybody that saw it was just a professional Hollywood person.
I'm sure it was terrible, funny, and delightful all at the same time.
It was shit.
However,
was.
Nobody went to see it.
I think the problem is that it's not just movies. There's just no good ideas anymore.
Well,
I mean, we just keep repeating.
Well,
the
that
same
was
old
well. No, I was telling producer Bob that the reason that I have a theory about this whole thing, because I was watching Scarface the other night. It was on HBO.
Fantastic.
And the fucking social justice warriors have just ruined movies for me completely, because like the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, you know, all they'd be doing now is bitching because Al Pacino is like not a Cuban guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they'd be like, oh, how dare you fucking hire not a Cuban?
Wait, you mean Al Pacino's not Cuban?
No, I know. Hard to believe.
Wait a second.
Fucking Mang.
I thought the guy was Cuban.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, what?
And I was thinking this whole time, how did they get a Cuban guy to be Italian?
But that's what I'm saying, though. They fucking ruined it, dude. They've ruined all movies for me now, because now I can just tell if it was made today, there would be some fucking like online campaign to say like, no, Al Pacino's not a fucking Hispanic, and how dare he culturally appropriate the Cuban experience.
You know what set that whole thing in motion was the Oscars So White thing.
Yeah.
That's what kicked it off.
No, I know.
It was the goddamn Spanish fleet of fucking 1647 who came and take over all the fucking natives' fucking land. All right,
so let me take the microphone away from him.
I think they succeeded, actually.
But no, it's true though, because like all the new movies now suck because we're subject to fucking remakes and superhero movies. And we have nothing else other than that, because I was telling Bob, my theory is that these are like the writers now in Hollywood are these SJW kids who have blocked off certain bad think ideas, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, but I also think that culturally, we're hung up on nostalgia, and in many, it's the zeitgeist.
Right.
It's in our movies. It's in our television. It's in our politics.
But why? What happened? Do you think this is like a? Do you think this is like a cultural like ghettoization? Like I can't even think of that because it's bad think. Like I can't write a movie about a guy who beats his wife because beating a wife is obviously wrong. So, and that's evil, and I don't want to be evil, so I can't write a movie
that
about that.
Character should be bad, right?
Because right, but you don't want to make him too bad. Like, we can't make him beat his wife because that's not politically correct.
There was actually a Korean film recently. I'm not sure if any of you guys saw it. It's called Old Boy.
No, I saw I saw the American remake.
Okay.
That was good.
I've seen that one.
Fucking, what's his face? Josh Brolin, right? James? Yes. Josh Brolin.
So, Bob, did you see both of them?
Yeah, I saw the first one, the original.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the most disturbing thing about that film? What was the thing that was, at the end of the movie when it climaxes? Do you remember what it was that was so shocking?
What was disturbing to me was the fact that the main character is kept in a room for all this time.
What I'm saying is
you just ruined it for everyone.
Sorry, Greg. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that was the most disturbing part.
Okay, so
when I ruined it for all my friends,
everybody.
The big surprise at the end of that film, and big spoiler if anyone doesn't want to hear it, don't listen to the next minute. Is that the guy ends up finding out that he's been having sex with his own daughter? He's tricked into that. He's tricked into it because
that's right.
You know, they're separated early on when she's a young girl, and then, you know, the evil dude orchestrates the reunion and ends up, you know. Anyways, that part is left out of the American version. The American version changes the plot, and it softens the hook on the end.
Wait, doesn't he, in the American, I thought he banged his daughter in the American version. Didn't he? Or they made him think that he was banging his daughter. No?
I don't think he did.
I didn't see the movie.
Fuck out of here, Greg. Jesus Christ. You're fucking useless.
I'm pretty sure that in the American version, it's something else. Like, I don't...
So for the people who are just now joining us, I had to dump. Like, I had this great intro for all my friends, and then my computer kept crashing, so now we're just recording shit, and It's myself. It's my good friend Tim, who is a former 75th Ranger Regiment. It's my good friend Greg, who is a former Navy corpsman. My good friend Bob, producer Bob, who's a Los Angeles TV show producer. And my friend Andy, who is pouring us whiskey over in the corner and is now sullen because we took his microphone away. But thank you very much for tuning in. Hey, did you guys notice... I have to tell you this because I Googled. I was looking for good stories to come up with, and I just put in the Google search box masturbating, right? And if you put in the Google search box masturbating and then go under news, you have a plethora of just mugshots popping up under the masturbating news category. It's like all dudes, and they're all jacking it in public.
But I love how there's just an American Airlines tale.
No, here's just a short sample. Here's a short sample of headlines. Man accused of masturbating on American Airlines flight to Charlotte. That's one.
Accused.
Here's the second one. Man arrested. Accused. Only accused.
Let's be clear here.
Man arrested for masturbating in University of Florida parking garage. Third one. Florida man arrested after masturbating in bush. Another one. Ohio man busted for masturbating outside and, quote, acting like a gorilla.
That's my favorite.
I Harambe! Mean, dude, is the Harambe thing? The Harambe thing is never
going
to die.
It's going forever. Yeah, that guy literally, he went dicks out.
Dude, dicks out for Harambe. We were talking about that. That's the thing. Now.
It's, you know, Kaepernick has got his thing going on for the whole.
I did.
You know,
I talked.
His protest.
Yeah. That's right. He should pull his dick out, is what we're saying.
We need to protest the unjust death of Harambe. Yeah.
They did. I wonder what Harambe had on the Clintons, though.
Right?
Oh, yeah. My dude. Because
he got killed.
He got fucking smoked, dude. There was another story. So there's this new drug, and they say it's like fucking 10,000 times stronger than heroin. It's called W18. 10,000 fucking times stronger than heroin. How is that even? The thing that kills me is we have all these drugs, and they can't figure out like, we can't figure out the right death cocktails for like guys on death row.
Greg, can you explain how a drug can be 10,000 times stronger than heroin and not instantly kill you when you take it?
I mean, you've got to be pretty used to taking drugs at that point. I honestly don't even know. That's ridiculous.
Did you ever work as a street medic?
No.
At all? Yeah, I didn't either. No, well, I did for my rotations, but I never was like an ambulance guy.
No, I never showed up.
Seriously thought you were offering a euphemism for drug dealer just now.
No. This street pharmacist.
No, when you say street medic, like, you know, the fucking the right. Firefighters.
Paramedics.
The guys out there doing the job all the time.
Those guys work hard, man.
That's
Greg,
a
fine American. Greg, what are your feelings about drug legalization?
Ooh, honestly... Drug legalization, here's the thing about that. To a point, I think it's reasonable, all right? Because I think that the onus needs to be on the individual to make the choice to do what they're going to do with their life. And I think that that's really in following with more of an American idealistic viewpoint. I don't feel that too many things should be illegal in the United States. I do feel that if you don't want your family members to do drugs, then you raise a family that doesn't get into drugs.
But that's a libertarian argument, right? It's always there you go. So you can kind of see that it was pretty much going downhill rapidly at that point. But yeah, we did the best we could. You could tell right there actually was where the computer actually crashed again. So at that point we went over it and figured out what was wrong. But by then, you know, it's just too late to salvage much. So apologize for that. I actually just listened to that for the first time. That was pretty funny. I think I made one good point, that Colin Kaepernick should, in fact, pull his dick out for his protest. That would really, that's going to seal the deal, and that's going to get you what you want. So I think we'll just stop there and quit while we're ahead this week. But we'll be back. I'm probably going to have both Tim and Greg and Bob. I hope to have them all back at one point. And we'll do it for real next time. We have some pretty good topics that I'd like to talk about with those guys, including live tissue training, you know, using animals to train combat medics. It's a very controversial subject. Both Greg and I have worked as instructors training. That's actually how we met. We both worked as instructors training young soldiers, young Marines, young airmen, young sailors, how to save lives in tactical combat casualty care. And I'm very proud of that. Yes, there are animals involved. It's not a secret or anything. This is all open source stuff. The government tries to keep it under wraps, but we take it seriously. And this is life and death shit. This isn't something that you can just pawn off on a mannequin and hope for the best result. I'm a firm believer in it. And if anybody asked me what my opinion was, I would say it's an invaluable training tool for everyone. But that's a topic for another time. In the meantime, check out softrep.com. I encourage all you guys to go check out my weekly article, the SoftRep News Roundup, post every Sunday. Go check out the rest of the guys. Go check out Jack Murphy, Desiree Hewitt, former Army officer. She's doing a great job over there. She's one of our new additions and kind of keeping the ship running over there. Very smart and really doing a great job. And all of our other writers are fantastic. So, like I said, we always try to do better next time. And now that we have this new equipment and I kind of have the technology figured out, it should be fairly smooth sailing from here. Now that I say that, watch, the whole thing will go to shit. But I think that once we got all our chords dialed in and kind of know it, this is all, I mean, I've never done this before. This is all feeling shit out. You know, this is like a new thing. And part of it is upgrading the equipment and figuring crap shooting that. And you just, you got to kind of roll with the punches. So anyway, we'll get back to it hard next week. And we'll get back into news. Of course, we're always going to do the presidential race. We'll have some news on that. And we will keep you posted about anything else that happens. And in the meantime, go check out Soft Rep. And thank you all out there very much for listening. We will see you next week. Thanks. Iced out, lights out, me and Caesar Leo. Getting head for some chick, he know. See, it's all about the cheddar, nobody do it better. Going back to Cali, strictly for the weather. Women and the weed, sticky green. No seeds, bitch, please. Papa ain't soft, dead up in the hood. Ain't no love lost, got me mixed up. You drunk them licks up. Mad cause I got my dick sucked and my balls licked. Forfeit, the game is mine. I'ma spell my name one more time. Check it, it's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S. You just lay down slow. Recognize a real dawn when you see one. Sipping on booze in the house of blues. I'm going, going back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going, going back, back to Cali, Cali, Cali. Choose the coast, I got to choose the east. I live out there, so don't go there. But that don't mean a nigga can't rest in the west.